How good are you at showing gratitude? Not just for your donors, but your colleagues both in fundraising and in other departments of your organization. In today's podcast, Richard and I explore the benefits of showing gratitude for others that you're surrounded by and how it will affect you professionally, but also with your own personal well-being.
Welcome to the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group, featuring Richard Perry and Jeff Schreifels. Twice a month, we bring you the latest and best thinking about major gift fundraising so you can develop authentic relationships with your major donors. Here are your hosts, Richard and Jeff.
Hi there, and welcome to the podcast today. I have Richard Perry with me, and today we're going to talk about showing gratitude and the power it has on your donors and you.
I tell you, this is a subject that is really close to my heart, Jeff. I mean, good night. I bet that over the years that we've written about or talked about thanking donors or just being grateful, I mean, almost ad nauseum. I mean, but the reason we have is that we don't feel that all of us are doing enough in this area. And that in the general philanthropic community, there's not a full understanding of the power that a proper thank you has on a donor.
Yeah. And not only a donor, but on the frontline fundraiser too. And that is what is so interesting about showing gratitude, that it will influence the donor and the person who's actually doing the thanking.
I know. I mean, it's sort of another form of self-care when you actually think about it. I mean,
it is.
So I was just reading this study from UC Berkeley. They were studying two different groups. And so one group wrote gratitude letters for 3 months and the other group didn't.
Yeah.
So one group wrote gratitude letters for 3 months, the other one didn't.
Yeah.
And here's the exact findings of the study, and I'm quoting now.
Yeah.
Most interestingly, when we compared those who wrote the gratitude letters with those who didn't, the gratitude letter writers showed greater activation in the medial prefrontal cortex. Now, that's a complicated scientific term for some part of the brain that measures gratitude. So they showed a greater activation in the medial prefrontal cortex when they experienced gratitude in the MRI scanner. This indicates that simply expressing gratitude may have a lasting effect on the brain.
Yeah.
The findings suggest that practicing gratitude may help train the brain to be more sensitive to the experience of gratitude down the line, and this could contribute to improved mental health over time. In fact, in another study by USC, they also found that people who practice gratitude on a regular basis have a better general well-being, better sleep, more generosity, and less depression.
Well, there you have it. I mean, It's almost saying that if you're feeling depressed or, you know, like you're just not feeling it at your work,
mm-hmm.
The best thing you can do is either write a thank you note or just pick up the phone and thank your donors for being amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said in the beginning, obviously donors love to be thanked. I remember, Richard, about a few years ago, mm-hmm. I was watching this video about three major donors and what they were asked, what was the best thank you ever received from one of the big gifts that you gave? And it was amazing because it was so simple. All three of them said the same thing, that it was mm-hmm. a simple handwritten thank you note. That's it. There was no plaque, no building named after them. It was just a simple thank you. And that was their best example of how they felt gratitude.
I know. It's amazing how a simple thank you note can have, you know, an impact on someone, or a simple just a phone call. I mean, Jeff, how do you feel when you get a personal handwritten note in the mail? I mean, it feels pretty good, doesn't it?
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. That's the first thing you would open if you saw something like that in your mailbox.
Yeah.
It's so rare nowadays to get anything that's handwritten, and it makes quite an impact. Okay, so here are some things to keep in mind as you develop a spirit of gratitude in your work.
Okay.
So the more often you express thanks, the more trust and relationship you build with your donor. So this can't be a kind of a one-off kind of deal. It has to be an ongoing thing, which is why you have to put it down in your communication plans for every donor in your portfolio.
Yeah.
Regularly, you know, you're kind of reminding yourself that, and you're reminding them, you're reminding yourself to remind them that you value them.
Yeah. You know what?
And connecting with them.
And this is interesting because you have to do this on a regular basis. And we know from all of our experience, you have to put it in your plan. And sometimes mm-hmm. we get pushback from major gift officers like, well, it's not, is it really being, you know, really showing gratitude if you have to put it in a plan like, okay, in next March, I'm going to write a thank you note? We're like, it absolutely is.
You know,
because it's like, well, if it's not spontaneous, it can't, you know, no. You've got to put this in your plan.
Well, it's like being thankful for your business partner, like what, or being thankful for your partner or your wife or husband, being thankful for your kids, your boss, for that retail person that is that has been so kind to you and gone over the top.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you remind yourself to practice gratitude? I mean, that's the whole point of this first point. You know, get that down. Now, second thing is gratitude should extend to your internal team as well, those people around you. Simply acknowledging the work that they do and reporting back on how they've impacted a donor's giving can help you create stronger relationships, and your colleagues will be more willing to help you in the future. I mean, this is a critical thing.
This is huge, I think, because it's easy. I guess one thing, you know, is your job as an MGO, thank your donors. But we often don't think about, well, what about all the people that make what I do with my donors happen, especially the program finance people? In fact, I remember, Richard, we were at a conference. I think it was in Seattle one time. And we were talking about this thing around gratitude and thanking and internal staff. And this one guy got up who was a development director. And he said, whenever someone new starts at the organization, doesn't matter where they are in the organization, could be in program, could be in finance, could be the janitor, I mean, whatever. He said he made it a point to schedule a lunch or coffee with that person and talk about what they do and how important that person's role is in helping them with donors. And he said it made a huge difference, especially when it came time to, like, you know, have, you know, deadline for a foundation grant or whatever. And you know how it is at the last minute, you're bugging finance to get you the numbers for things. He said it made a huge difference in the relationship that he'd already created for people to actually get things done for him.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know how it changes the whole tone and nuance, the whole dynamic in a relationship when you actually notice the other person or persons and actually thank them for what they've done to improve your life or make your life better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Which then leads to the last point that we want to make here is to practice gratitude, to do that as part of your own self-care. Mm. We all know how hard work really is and how it can feel disheartening at times. Mm-hmm. So by regularly practicing gratitude, you focus outside yourself and you're avoiding that darker place of frustration. Mm. And instead you're focused on the incredible work you're doing. I mean, you're listening to Jeff and me right now, and you might be in a dark place and you might be in a frustrating place, but there's also a lot of good that's happening in your life, a lot of good.
Yeah.
And to look at that and practice gratitude is a way of taking care of yourself. I mean, this is so important.
Yeah. These are all great things to keep in mind, Richard. I mean, I've been inspired to start writing more thank you notes here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do that enough.
Mm-hmm.
And before we go, I'd like to point you to a free recording of a webinar we did on self-care actually recently. So just go to veritasgroup.com/webinars and you can download it for free. Just go to veritasgroup.com/webinars and there it is waiting for you to download about self-care. And there's a bunch of stuff on gratitude in there.
Yeah.
So thank you again for joining us and we'll see you next time.
See you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Nothing But Major Gifts podcast from Veritas Group. Richard and Jeff also write an ongoing blog that you can subscribe to for free at veritasgroup.com. Please join us again next time.